This preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
These two have been a pick'em all week, but PSG just clipped into favouritism today. But it's Chelsea who are the odds-on favourites to qualify, although being the underdogs for this leg. And I suppose it's not surprising when you consider PSG haven't lost at home since May. So we know which way the traders think it's going to pan out. How do you see this game going?
Yeah, I was interested to see. I mean, quite a lot of negativity around PSG at the minute, despite the fact that, you know, they've got that home record and the form's picked up quite a bit. I mean, they had a pretty torrid start to the domestic campaign, but have been improving slowly. They won 3-1 in this fixture last season, but I think they've gone off the boil. I think Chelsea are probably a better team now than last year. And I don't think PSG are quite at the same level. And to be fair, they have got fantastic players, you know, although they have got some injuries, you know, the likes of Cavani and Lavezzi have both been scoring. Kabay's been scoring goals recently, but he's a doubt. And of course, Zlatan Ibrahimovic could win a game on his own, couldn't he? But I think it's more about what Chelsea do. I think, you know, if Chelsea want to go away to PSG and get a draw, then I think they'll probably have it within them to do that. The away goal is all important in these matches, isn't it? They got the away goal last year, Chelsea, in the 3-1 defeat. 1-2-0 and at home, and that's enough, isn't it? So yeah. I expect Chelsea to go away and score. Hazard was the man who scored last year in Paris, scored from the penalty spot in the quarter-final stage. Wouldn't be at all surprised if he managed to get on the score sheet. I mean, both teams to score. You're getting a decent price about both teams to score in this match. And, you know, PSG are well capable of scoring, of course. Chelsea will try and hit them on the break. So I would be looking at both teams to score. And if, you know, on the outright, I think a draw. I think Chelsea would be more than happy with a draw. And I don't think PSG would be that upset, because that means they can sit in and try and hit Chelsea on the break at Stamford Bridge. So, yeah, I'm looking at a draw on the outright. Maybe something like a 1-1. But both teams to score is good enough for me. And if you're looking for a goal scorer, I think Hazard is a good shout. Costa hasn't scored a goal in the Champions League yet, so maybe he's due a goal. But I'll stick with Hazard. If it's a tight game, it might be you know, a goal from midfield or a set piece that settles it. And Hazard or Costa are on penalties. Probably favour Hazard over Costa just.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Then both teams to score is 19-20 at the time of recording. Yeah. Hazard is 21-10 any time, so a bit of odds against about him. And the 1-1, if you wanted to play it, is 11-2. But yeah, I completely agree. How many times have we seen Chelsea in Europe go away, grind out a draw, and then take it back to Stamford Bridge and get the job done?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the main thing is scoring an away goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
As long as you're not going to get beaten 6-1 or something daft. But you know, they proved last year that just by scoring that away goal, and it looks like a pretty bad defeat, 3-1 away, but you know, it gives you that lifeline in the home leg. So I can see something similar. Chelsea will be hell bent on getting a goal at least.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.